Hey, everybody. We're back. It's not the usual crowd tonight, because next week I'm going to be over in...
It's the unusual
Minnetonka
crowd.
Way.
Minnetonka?
Minnetonka Way. He was one of their gods.
Huh.
Yeah, we're going to Minnesota. I'm going to Minnesota. I'm going to hang out with Josh and Josh's baby.
Who?
I mean, Scully and Skullhead Jr.
There you go.
But tonight it's me and Hot Stuff. Say hello, Hot Stuff.
Hi.
And Riff. Say hi, Riff.
Hi.
Yeah, just supposed to say disambiguate. Hi, Riff. Everybody always thinks that you are Riff. Nobody can ever recognize your voices.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Mine is nasal and obnoxious and distinctive.
I'm usually the one saying stupid things.
Riff is the one whose voice is very high-pitched.
Hi!
It's not the same when you do it.
My voice is the voice of the person that thinks all the players are stupid.
Super stupid, Riff.
Super stupid.
Soup and salad.
I wonder if I should turn the...
Super salad.
Sprinklers back on at some point at the office.
Mm.
Because they were on for like 4 hours on Saturday, I think.
Goddamn sprinklers.
Sprinkler systems are one of the most obnoxious things I have encountered in my adjunct home ownership positions. Like, I've never actually owned a home, but like, living in houses that have sprinklers and trying to help out, it's just awful. They're just awful.
Stupid interface.
Well, it's not just the interface, but they break all the time. Even the interface, I feel like I understand the interface here at the office, and if they were working properly, if the interface actually controlled them, it would be fine. But
is that not what's going on?
I mean, it wasn't doing anything. Like, they were just on. There was something that's broken in terms of just having them run.
We need to call Yosemite Sam.
Oh, yeah, we were going to do that today.
Yeah, but
Yosemite
we forgot.
Yosemite Sam?
Yeah, the guy who fixes our sprinklers is a guy who looks like Yosemite Sam. And
oh,
he kind of talks like Yosemite Sam.
I did not see it
we
even a
tiny
little bit.
We will call him, and we will tell him that there's something wrong with our Rassen Fracken sprinkler system. And then he will come and fix it. Usually the way that he fixes it involves leaving a trail of gunpowder from one place to another.
Oh,
yes,
right.
That's true.
It's spooky action at a distance. When you light a trail of gunpowder at one end, and then over the horizon something explodes. Sometimes the way that he'll fix the sprinkler is by rigging a piano up with explosives so that when you play the last note of a...
Are you thinking of Wile E. Coyote and not Yosemite Sam?
No, I'm thinking of Yosemite Sam. The piano thing was Yosemite Sam and Bugs Bunny, not Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner. The Roadrunner doesn't play the piano. The Roadrunner only eats bird seed and says, meep, meep.
Meep, meep.
Huh.
Man, I loved the Wile E. Coyote cartoons when I was a kid.
I did, too.
Just, good
he
stuff.
Built, he built a lot of robots, and it didn't even matter that he always failed, you know?
I wanted a catalog to Acme when I was a kid. I was like, I want whatever catalog he has. Because he got to order the coolest stuff.
Where did he get money? How did he afford...
Credit.
He
was all on credit.
He could have just gone to Costco and bought a whole giant loaf of Roadrunner.
That's a good point.
Instead of capture. Maybe he was just angry. He didn't want to eat the Roadrunner.
He just wanted
anymore.
To kill
it was
the
on principle.
Load,
he just, yeah, he
the
just wanted
load
to
runner?
Kill.
Yeah.
He wanted to kill Load Runner. Wile E. Coyote versus Load Runner. And Yosemite Sam versus Manic Miner.
What?
Sorry. Not in a radio kind of mood for whatever reason. It's this time change. It's this time change.
It is. We're like not even ready.
Well, we're on the wrong
that and the
day.
Fact that it's the wrong day of the week, yeah.
Yeah. Man, so I went to this Joanna Newsom concert last night, and the only thing that saved me from some serious public humiliation was that bug in the iPhone that made alarms go off an hour later, because I didn't realize that now that I have an alarm set reminding me to take out the trash every week instead of using the calendar like I used to, it makes noise even when the phone is on silent.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, so as I was walking to the car after the concert, suddenly this deafening noise of xylophone sounds from the iPhone comes from my pocket reminding me to take out the trash.
People might have just thought it was part of the song.
I guess. Yeah, she does often do that. Like, in fact, her band consists entirely of iPhones.
Have you...
She has an iPhone harp app that she plays.
So a friend of mine developed this, like, cell phone symphony thing. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
He would. People would walk into a concert hall. They would give their cell phone numbers to the like person who was like conducting or whatever, and you know, like hundreds of people, and then and they would write down their like model and like their carrier, And then based on sort of standard wait times for the call to actually go through to the like that particular carrier and that kind of phone or whatever, and the standard rings that they had, they'd be told to sit in different places, and then he would like conduct a concert that was like actually calling their phones to make them ring, to like play sort of music and stuff like that.
That sounds like a cool thing in theory. Did it work out well?
I was never present for it. It was like it was one of those like MIT Media Lab sort of experiments in social music
art.
Stuff. Yeah, which you know, I'm glad that they are messing with stuff like that. But
yeah,
who knows?
It seems like the people who showed up would have been smartasses
about changing their ringtones and stuff. Yeah, I don't know.
And it suddenly just plays.
This was early enough. This was early enough that like custom ringtones were not such a huge thing.
Hmm.
At least not in my experience. Like I don't know. I didn't.
You don't just get a deafening. If you liked it, then you should have put a ringtone on it.
Yeah.
Or I fell into a burning ringtone of fire.
I watched Walk the Line last night.
Oh yeah,
it's pretty good.
Was it good?
Yeah, I liked it quite a bit.
Did you like the part where Joaquin Phoenix raps?
What?
That was later. That's in Walk the Line 2.
Right. Did he do a cover of a rap song?
No, he did that weird thing where he pretended that he was giving up his acting career to become a rapper.
Oh, like, Joaquin Phoenix. Like, I thought you were talking about Johnny Cash.
No. I mean, Johnny Cash probably did a rap song at one point. He probably covered every rap song. He covered every Beck song and every Soundgarden song.
And that one Nine Inch Nails song.
He covered every Nine Inch Nails.
The Johnny Cash version I've heard is awesome.
It's fun, creepy.
That's great.
I remember the first time I heard that, I was like, that guy's going to die soon. It's going to be sad. And then, like, he died.
He died sad. 4 months after his wife died.
Huh.
Which made me think of that whole, like, how much of living, especially when you are old, is just your sort of will to live. You know? Like, if you just stop willing to live. Because there's just so much anecdotal evidence of of people dying shortly
right
after their spouses.
Christmas, right after graduation.
Yeah, those kinds of things.
I don't know. See, when I read that, like, you hear that there's so much anecdotal evidence. Like, every time I've seen anything actually looking into it, it was like, there is a lot of anecdotal evidence of, you know, people dying very soon after or before their
spouses. Yeah.
Like, that I feel like is a real thing.
Because, like, after a specific thing is, like, when's the next big event that they are trying to hang out for or whatever, and then they, like, die a week later, it's like... Because, I mean, there's Christmas, and then, like, they died right after Easter. You know, like...
They died right after graduation. They died right after finally living long enough to see their children get diagnosed with cancer.
Right.
let's see.
So we're not going to explore that at all. We're just going to say that that's a thing that might exist or not. The will to live thing.
Yo, I don't know, man. I mean, I feel like you get depressed and you get unhealthy, right? I mean, that's, like, a thing. Your immune system... suffers from you being depressed, right? So
sure.
Let's say you're just on the cusp of, you know...
Pneumonia.
Yeah.
But you're keeping it a lot... You're keeping it at bay with your good vibes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Laughter.
Or maybe you decide
medicine.
to stop drinking, and that kills you.
Oh, because you aren't killing all the germs with alcohol?
Yeah, with delicious, delicious antiseptic alcohol.
It has to be pretty high proof to be... flammable.
Walk the Line is good, though. That's a movie I was intended to see, but I never got around to it.
I enjoyed it quite a bit. I did not know much about Johnny Cash's life, and found it pretty compelling. It's like a little bit of a drama, a little bit of a romance type thing, but good. You
Who's
know, like
the lady in it.
The actress or
the actress.
The actress is the primary actress is Reese Witherspoon.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. And she plays June Carter, who was like his sort of infatuation from a very early age up through actually getting to meet with her and perform with her and stuff like that, because she was like a child star when he was like a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so he heard her on the radio and like always like was always like a big fan of hers. And then
didn't
like,
he like leave his wife for her?
Yeah, basically. He was on tour with Elvis for a while. I mean, assuming...
I think I get June Carter Cash and Ruth Carter Stapleton mixed up in my mind. Which one of them had sex with Larry Flint?
That would be not the Cash one.
Neither of them.
Yeah, Stapleton. Wait, what?
Wait, I'm thinking of Courtney Love. Which one of them had a lesbian encounter with Courtney Love?
Now I don't know what's going on.
I think Ruth Carter Stapleton was a character in The People vs. Larry Flint.
I see.
She was like some fundamentalist Christian that befriended Larry Flint.
Huh, I've not seen that, actually.
She was also related to the president. The President Carter.
Oh.
Carter the Unstoppable Presidenting Machine.
There was a... So I also watched MacGruber last night, and there was a funny thing. It was like, who's this MacGruber guy? And the guy's like, do you remember the assassination of President Jimmy Carter? And the other guy's like, no. It's like, yeah, neither do I. Like, saying that, you know, MacGruber foiled the assassination of Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a bad guy who was saying it, so...
Okay.
Yeah. Right. It made sense. It was kind of funny in context. But only kind of funny.
I watched Paranormal Activity.
Oh, yeah.
I watched it in multiple sittings, and I watched it on my phone. So it was somewhat less...
That's scary than it
haunting.
Might have been.
Yeah.
It's Did you weird. At least I, watch it in the dark with headphones?
I watched it with headphones. I watched it during the day.
Oh.
Though. Mm. I was outside.
Like...
And then later on, I was outside in the dark, and there were spooky noises, and I was scared.
Okay. I watched The Ring late at night with a group of people, mostly girls, and the sound turned up really loud, and it was much scarier because it was nighttime, and there were people screaming in the room all the time. So, I think that the environment with which you watch a scary movie helps to make it scarier or not.
It was interesting. I would not have thought that the... Blair Witch lightning could strike twice, but somebody just totally made effectively no budget horror film that made hundreds of millions of dollars.
I wonder, is it easier to do a horror movie than another genre? Like Primer was not horror and it was super cheap.
Yeah,
but
it also didn't make hundreds of millions of dollars.
True.
I mean, I feel like it became a cult classic as opposed to something that's a Paramount bought.
Right.
The actors made $500. For making.
Wow. Do they at least get
activity.
A cut of the...
I don't know.
You should always go for percentages.
Yeah, that's what Obi-Wan Kenobi taught us. There was some debate... they were talking about in Star Wars The Old Republic... Oh, that Battlestar Galactica online asshole got some press for himself by saying... Like, just publicly saying there is no way that The Old Republic will ever be profitable. Like, okay, that's... just saying they spent too much money on it to ever make back.
That's not necessarily the truth.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people started throwing numbers around. Like, they've spent $100 million developing it, but, like...
Sure.
You know, World of Warcraft makes $200 million a month. So even if they're one-tenth as successful as World of Warcraft,
yep.
They still make that back in a year.
Yep.
You know, but... who knows? They weren't counting box sales. I don't know. I'm guessing that this guy's game sucks. How the fuck would you make Battlestar Galactica online? How would you make an MMO of Battlestar Galactica?
You could, I mean, you do two factions, one Cylon, one human. You do...
And sometimes you're a human, and then when you hit level 40, it just tells you that you're a Cylon, and then you have to start murdering everyone?
I don't know, actually. That would be kind of interesting if you could choose to be a... I don't know. I mean,
at
maybe
level 40, instead of getting a mount, you get a hallucinatory Cylon to have sex with.
The Cylons actually lend themselves really well to being player characters, right?
One of your quests
because
is to
you
kill.
Choose one of these different classes, and everyone looks alike, and that's kind of that conceit's kind of interesting, right?
One of your quests is to shrink down, go inside the president, and kill 10 cancers. Because the president gets cancer.
Yeah.
And then she's also some sort of prophetess.
Kinda.
She has an arrow. They have to go into some museum and get an arrow.
Yeah.
And the museum is crawling with bombs. I don't remember anything about the television show, and I barely watched any of it, but you know, that's a thing.
One episode.
I can imagine you going into a museum that was filled with bombs in order to get an arrow. That sounds like a thing in a video game.
That does sound like a thing
in a
video game.
Yeah. Unfortunately...
But then you could go back later when you have the hook shot.
Yeah, the bomb.
And get to a different
part. Another temple filled with that was making it.
Damn.
Yeah. Arrow and bomb. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you do if you talk about Zelda. Anyway, they were talking about the advanced classes in Star Wars: The Old Republic, which was basically where you start out as a class and then you take one of three talent specs. So and one of the Jedi classes, one of the advanced class names was the Wizard, and then everybody got all mad. And it's like, why couldn't you be a Jedi wizard?
I mean, it sounds totally reasonable to me. But I think people just are annoyed at the idea of a traditional MMO stereotype, character class being included in this.
No, it's specifically the name wizard.
I mean, is there rogue and fighter?
Well, there's scoundrel.
But they're not.
They're tanks.
The
I mean, there's tank healer and DPS. You know.
Right.
They're range tanks.
So the Jedis are going to be healers or DPS, like range DPS or something.
I don't know. Not range DPS. I don't think.
Oh, because they do all lightsaber.
Jedis are all lightsaber.
But they've got the force lightning.
Yeah. Probably not the good guys though. They probably only give the good guys like lame powers. Like you can make flowers grow faster. But like only like 10% faster, so it's like really not. It's not usually relevant in combat.
That would help a lot
you
in that.
You can carry little green men
that new
on
game
your back.
You started playing. Fleck.
Oh Jesus Christ! Yeah, our friend.
So we have some friends that make video games, and they got their sort of their whole modus of game development is around social games, and so they've been working for like I guess a year on this new game called Fleck, which is in beta now. And it's like kind of interesting, but not compelling enough to me, I think.
You walk around
on first
blush. Google Maps and plant blueberries.
Well, you build houses and you plant blueberries. If there were hundreds of people playing in your area, it might be interesting. I don't know.
Because they'd just be in the way of your blueberries.
Well, but maybe there's neat interactions between houses and you can build Uber houses.
It doesn't look like it.
I don't know. But you get to fight monsters in some places.
Sort of. The way that you fight is by clicking on where you want to move, and your dude automatically shoots at a random monster. So
yeah,
there's no way to focus fire. I guess maybe it shoots at the
What if there were
monster.
Multiple people? What if you brought multiple people with you to fight, though?
Sure.
I think that'd probably be way better.
Sure. I mean, it randomly spawns tombstones, not at cemeteries. I want
in parks,
you know,
it seems like.
No, they're all over the place.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Yeah, we just happened to be near a park when we
I
saw
see.
The first one at a park.
Huh.
Damn it. I want a budget, and I want to design a game that works like this with iPhones.
In the real world?
Yep.
Would you have to swing your iPhone around like a sword?
Yeah, like it's a sword, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
No, you would hit a button that says kill fucking skeleton.
Yeah.
Because hitting a button that says kill skeleton is the most satisfying thing that a person
would can do. Would you have to actually go to a park or a cemetery?
Yes.
But I don't think people are going to do that.
Yeah, they are.
I think they would do it once, like one weekend. They'd be like, okay, I'll try this thing, and they'd do it, and they'd be like, okay, what's so exciting about this?
No, they do it every day. They would start hanging out at the cemetery.
They would not.
I think
your assumption of goth iPhone users is, the Venn diagram is not as overlappy as you think.
What
I'm
trying to do is collect a bunch of social data about people so that I can figure out where the, like, because you also, part of what you have to do is take pictures of yourself in the environment, and then it'll show a monster standing behind you, and then you know to go back there, and so you can kill the monster. And it sends the pictures to me, so that I can collect a bunch of data about girls who have an iPhone and are hot and like to hang out in graveyards.
Oh, and then you also have their phone number.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's the purpose of it. This is why I'm saying I want a budget for this.
I see.
I probably shouldn't tell people what the plan.
It doesn't matter.
In general.
No girls will be listening to this radio show.
Fucking social
that
network.
Would play that game.
Data mining. Fucking social network data mining. Hot Stuff showed me this crazy thing.
Yeah. This. So, you know, we...
been like, using Facebook for like a week.
Yeah. And so I saw this app, which was like, huh, that looks interesting. And I ran it, and it like just... after like 10 seconds populated it with all of the people that I've like encountered on Facebook and like what social groups they're in and like where they're connected to the rest of the world, and I was like, holy crap. And I just knew all kinds of stuff about like within the group of people that I know in Arizona. It like knew the group that like sort of met each other and like hangs out at a particular bar, and it knew like sort of the outliers that were sort of peripherally connected, and like knew the people that I knew that were like mostly somebody else's friends and like connected them to them. It was just like, whoa. Crazy. I think it was just like by analyzing friends of friends sort of information and then clustering them, but it's pretty impressive how quickly and like sort of interestingly it works like that. And then you see like these bigger connectors that sort of bridge groups and stuff like that, and you're like, oh yeah, that's totally why I know
those
people.
It's like, you know, there's all the KOL people, there's all the people from Pranksters,
yeah,
and then my relatives off in a little island by themselves, there's, you know, people that I know from back home that aren't my relatives, there's like this family of people. Maybe those that family, they could probably have identified by analyzing the frequency with which people mention Jesus in their turns out that a lot of the people from back home that I've connected with, like, super duper religious. And just, like, enjoy talking about it.
I feel like the middle of the country tends to be pretty predominantly religious, right?
It's weird to me to imagine, like, going on the internet and talking about how much you love Jesus. I mean, I guess it clearly happens.
I mean,
I just think of that as not... I guess I don't think of the internet as having, like, a broad demographic, but it totally does.
It's almost universal, right?
Yeah. Well, it's universal among, like,
I mean,
wealthy world.
How many Amish are on the internet?
All of them.
Probably not.
They're all represented.
Are they?
They go to the town hall and they elect one internet representative. And then that guy does a webinar about how to raise a barn. So that the rest of the country knows how to... They reclaim these lost technologies.
I see.
It's like ancient Chinese medicine.
My uncle had his house... He, like, designed his own house, and then he had it built by Amish. By some Amish. And they, you know, did not use any power tools in the construction of this house. And it was kind of amazing, as far as I know. Like, I was not there, but, like, just talking about, like, raising this giant... They got this huge wooden beam that's, like, the centerpiece of the... sort of the roof structure, and, like, raising that up and, like, getting it into place and stuff like that, and just using...
Did it get in one of their eyes?
It did not. But if it had, one of their friends would have to take it out after they got the splinter out of their own.
Mote, right?
I don't know.
The mote in thy neighbor's eye? I don't know. A splinter in the eye is different. It's horrifying. Getting a splinter in your eye? What are you even doing?
That would suck pretty bad.
Were you trying to lick a popsicle stick clean and you got confused about which thing was your tongue and which thing was your eye?
Whoops.
How would you get a splinter in your eye? Maybe somebody threw a wooden grenade.
Yeah. Or you're punching a wooden wall and it explodes into shards.
Wow, how would that happen? Do you have some kind of magic punch?
Maybe.
That you drink and then it lets you hit
yes.
things really hard? Oh, yeah! Was that Randy Macho Man Savage or Kool-Aid Man?
Kind of both.
Huh. Wow. That's a crossover I'd never thought of.
Yeah.
What if they're the same person? Have you ever seen them together?
I never have.
I've actually met Randy Macho Man Savage. I've never met Kool-Aid Man. I did get
Have you ever
the
seen
grapist.
Kool-Aid Man wearing a feather boa?
No. I've also... although they did briefly sell Slim Jim flavored Kool-Aid.
Wait, what?
No. Yeah, they did.
No.
It was only test marketed in the Midwest.
It was only test marketed in my house.
Yeah, and it was basically me just putting a Slim Jim in some Kool-Aid.
I made
some Kool-Aid, stirred it with a Slim Jim, and then drank it through the Slim Jim as though it was a straw.
If we're ever in Boston again, we should try to see if Bukowski still has that beer, which tasted...
The beer that tastes like blood.
Like blood, yeah. Because it was so thick and salty that it could have been like a... Like, liquefied sausage, or it could have been just blood.
Maybe it was blood.
I don't think so.
Maybe you're a vampire now. Join us, Michael. Become one of us. Oh, man, you know what would have been better is if they had replaced the lead vampire, if instead of Kiefer Sutherland, it had been Kit from Knight Rider as the lead vampire. Because then all the cool tricks he does would make sense, because, yeah, well, it's fucking Kit, of course. Of course he can jump really high. You know, he's a super souped-up Trans Am. Vampire Trans Am.
Bam.
He was talking to Michael. I don't even know if the guy was named Michael.
I don't think I've actually ever seen Lost Boys.
Oh. What is the matter with you?
I just missed it. It just wasn't part of my...
It's got, in the beginning, it's got this montage of crazy people from California, and one of them is a girl who licks a mouse. Yeah.
Weird.
That's what California, buddy, I'll tell you.
Mouse lickers, every one of them.
It is a bunch of mouse lickers. I do remember driving around, like, when I was, like, 10 and went to California for the first time on, like, a road trip with my parents. We went to San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
And my dad just pointing out all the crazy people.
Oh, yeah.
As we were driving around, and it was like, there really were just crazy people.
The streets were just full of
everywhere.
Crazy people.
The streets were filled with obviously crazy people. And, like... It wasn't so much like that when I went there. Boy, I need to figure out where to go.
The streets were full of shit.
Yeah, people keep saying that I'm exaggerating the amount of human poop there was.
There was definitely poop. I don't know that it was human. It could have been a large dog.
It tasted human. So, man, nasty. I went to last Thanksgiving. I was in New York, and New York in Thanksgiving, and this might have also been because I went to this sort of like shitty park. New York, totally filled with crazy people all the time. But on Thanksgiving, when everyone else is indoors and only the crazy people are outside, it's fucking weird.
Hmm. Like being in a zombie movie, except it's crazy people.
Was I not there for this, or do I just not remember it?
You did not go out with us.
Okay.
We were just like walking around for a while that day on the way to the train station. And then, because there were a lot of people downtown for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which meant you couldn't get anywhere.
I was walking.
You were there, but you were not out with us. It was the next day.
I see, okay.
Or later in the day or something.
Seeing the Macy's Day floats getting prepped was kind of interesting, I guess.
There was a turtle.
There were like giant cartoon characters in nets as if they had been captured, which was kind of cool.
Yeah. Sweet. We're hunting the elusive giant Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's fearsome. You really gotta make sure those nets are tight, because it'll escape and just go on a rampage.
Much like the video game Rampage.
Yeah.
Climbing up buildings.
Mickey Mouse climbs up buildings,
people.
Punches them. What you have to do is make sure that everybody has at least one cactus in their apartment.
Yes. Also, dynamite.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. You get the helicopters flying at them. It's weird that the helicopters didn't do any damage to the building. You'd punch a helicopter, it would crash, not do any damage to any of the surrounding buildings. I don't think that would happen. I think if you punched a helicopter in real life, then it would damage a building.
And your fist.
If you were a giant Mickey Mouse.
No, if you were Kool-Aid Man.
Yeah. The grapest.
It's funny how the last week's forum thread, in which I was trying to start an argument about Speed Ascender entitlement. Uh-huh. I wasn't really trying to. I was just grouchy about it. The question that Gamelli asked about what he should read on a road trip ended up spawning this like 9-page super contentious argument about gay marriage.
Huh.
Wow.
Yeah. Because so you suggested Ender's Game, and then somebody was like, yeah, careful though.
Orson Scott Card
is a bigot. And then somebody was like, what? You can't call Orson Scott Card a bigot because he believes something other than you. How are you not a bigot? And it's like, well, A, I think you can call Orson Scott Card a bigot.
Yeah, he's pretty definitely a bigot. I mean, it may be that he believes stuff other than we do, but what he believes that we don't believe is that gays shouldn't marry.
But is your intolerance of bigots not in itself bigotry? Is the argument that some assholes were trying to make.
Wow,
I guess.
Okay.
Not really. They're not assholes, and I don't think anybody... Like,
now, I would not, however, say that him being a bigot means that his book isn't worth reading.
Riff's a little hot.
Am I a little high?
Oh, you are. Yeah, you're
totally
high.
I know, totally high. I've been trying
to
not have an erection and failing.
Dude.
This entire time. That's why I'm not doing a good job of thinking. Yeah, so a lot of gay marriage arguments.
Interesting. Marriage between two consenting objects should be allowed.
Yeah, you know.
Eight-year-olds that marry a shoe?
Well, no, you know, 8-year-olds that want to get married to 50-year-olds.
I think a tremendous amount of discourse that could have been used on more productive things with a more immediate possible solution, you know, has been wasted.
Oh, on gay marriage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the fact that that has been a deciding factor in who gets to run the country is just kind of horseshit.
Yep.
Because, like, you know, okay, it's kind of important, I guess, to some people, maybe.
I mean, the issue is clearly important to some people, but, like...
Like, it is certainly not even in the top 100 criterion for which leaders should be selected, given all the shit that's going on, in my opinion. Right, it is an easy way because Middle America is so against it. It is an easy way to like
polarizing.
Get a whole bunch of people on your side.
Yep,
right? And so it, you know, I am kind of curious. Really wonder, like, is there some smoke-filled room somewhere where
people
these
decide
strategies are developed?
Crazy
they decide what's going to be the next hot button issue.
I don't think so.
And, you know, it tries to go viral.
I don't think that's the case. I think that the media definitely tries to find things that are polarizing and then report on them to try to get higher numbers so they can sell more ads and stuff. You know, like, the whole notion of, like, reportage as like becoming fear-mongering is kind of a real thing, I think.
Yeah.
You know? On the flip side, I went to this sort of panel discussion on Saturday with a bunch of like neuroscientists and psychologists and stuff like that. So like Steven Pinker was there, some other sort of relatively famous philosophers and thinkers and that kind of thing were there. And the sort of vitriol that many of them had against religion was really surprising and kind of distasteful. Like, I'm not religious, but I don't think that everyone who is religious is kind of doing harm to the world. Like, I feel like a lot of these, like, skeptics and scientists were sort of voicing, and it was really distasteful the way that they bashed, and like they also picked on like Islam for no particular reason. It was really, really strange.
What, you mean that religion that's nothing but murderers?
Well, like
I'm just kidding.
They made the claim that Islam has rejected science, and that is why they are like backwards.
I feel like it was
super weird. Like,
nobody objected.
That,
like, a lot of the underpinnings of mathematics.
Sure, historically.
From Islam, historically. Right. I mean,
the claim is that
Islam, or just from people who lived in that area.
You mean historically, or?
Yeah,
or
well, historically.
I think it was Islamic.
It was kind of theology, like a lot of the.
I don't know enough about like the actual people who were involved in like the discovery of zero or whatever, but like. Anyway, it was really odd and distasteful, and like the fact that like the audience seemed to just totally be on board with it really was like
but I mean, I
just
feel like
the super like it opened my eyes to this other side of like hyper liberalism or something, or whatever it is,
right.
Maybe I'm just crazy moderate. I don't know. It was just strange.
The people who go to like an atheist rally are a bunch of assholes.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand there being a lot of backlash against the anti-science religious types who are doing things like trying to kick evolution out of all the school books,
sure,
in Texas or whatever. But
these scientists were talking about how evolution is a fact, and I was like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? Like, as a scientist, you saying that evolution is a fact undermines all of your credulity, because the whole point is that evolution is a theory, right? And sure, there's a ton of evidence for it. It seems really solid.
Well,
but it is a fucking theory.
It's
saying that
the
it is fact.
Theory is the mechanics of evolution. We know that evolution happens. We don't know exactly how.
No,
it happens.
No, we theorize. You can never. Science cannot tell you anything factual about the world ever.
You're right. Science, by definition, does not produce facts.
Yes.
Right.
And
it produces you know notions that are sound enough that they can be treated as facts.
They are reasonable. They are logically consistent. You know, like there are a bunch of things that you can say
to ever be disproven.
Yes.
Right? But like.
But the moment that you sort of start talking in these absolutes, You just undermine your whole argument to somebody who's reasonable and arguing the opposite or whatever. You know, like it was a really frustrating panel discussion to be present for, because I was hoping that these people would be sort of rational and reasonable, and just like the topic was, can science tell us what is right and wrong, right? So like you know, can science provide sort of a basis for morality, kind of, right? And like the first couple of speakers were just infuriating, like just the way that they were so absolutist about like, yeah, religion is like the worst possible thing you can approach for getting your moral values from, and science is like the obvious choice to tell you what's right or wrong in the world.
Wow,
I mean, I
seriously?
Like religion,
yeah,
religion
it was.
A,
I mean, I'm definitely paraphrasing,
has a fairly
but
robust track record of providing totally acceptable moral guidance to millions of people. Right?
I mean, if you go historically...
Not always.
Yeah.
Not always.
Yeah.
But
where the fuck do you find the morals in science?
Because science provides, like, factual information, and you should be basing your value judgments on factual information, is what their contention was.
Okay, but that's a step removed.
I
don't think that
I mean, I
that's
think
science providing morals.
A more
that's you providing
is,
morals.
Is can reason...
No, okay, so that Steven Pinker, the last person to talk was Steven Pinker, and he, like, he reframed the whole question as, science doesn't do any of this. Reason does everything, and that's what we should sort of be basing everything on. Right, but that was the thing. Like, he was, nobody brought up that distinction until him, and he was the last person talking. It was just, it was, like, I didn't want to be didactic, but they're just, they're, lack of ability to, like, use careful terminology to start their
talks.
What
does didactic mean?
Just, you know, like a strongly preachy teaching kind of thing. Like, like paying attention to specific points, or, like, forcing the like, education of specific points or whatever. Like, they were just wrong a lot of the time because they were not paying attention to specifics in the way that they were presenting stuff, and it was just awful.
You say that
awful.
They're wrong, but you talk like there's some absolute definition of wrong.
That's true.
Suddenly,
that
you
is
know,
true.
Did you arrive at it using science or religion?
Just gut feeling.
Oh, okay. That's kind of like science. It comes from biology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guts.
Okay, cool. Yeah, sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I played a new video game.
What new video game?
On the strength of a recommendation from the Weekend Confirmed podcast, I downloaded... The Undying Ranger versus Dark Death Evil Man.
Okay.
For the PSP. It is sort of, it's like Disgaea crossed with one of the Japanese NetHack games, like Shiren the Wanderer
or Pokemon
Mystery
Dungeon.
Yeah, or Unemployed Ninja.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Was it Legend of Izuma, Legend
yeah,
of Unemployed
yeah.
Ninja?
It seems pretty good. I haven't played very far, but it's pretty funny.
Boy, do I not like tactical games where you're controlling, like, 10 dudes.
No, this is just one dude.
I also don't like tactical games where you're controlling one dude.
So you don't like tactical games?
Yeah, I don't like action point and turn... Like, I like turn-based combat if it's very, very abstracted. I don't like... Like, the combat in Fallout and Fallout 2 is what made me never actually play them.
Really?
And the combat, you know, similarly, the combat in like a Baldur's Gate made me never play it. The only reason that I played through Planescape is because I just cheated and made all of the combat trivial. Because I just didn't care about it. I just wanted the story. Like, I didn't, like... It is rare that a game will have a story that I care about and I still want to, like, kill a bunch of skeletons. You know, like Fallout does.
I was just about to ask if Fallout achieved that.
Huh. I wish Fallout had skeletons.
Well, it's got ghouls.
Yeah, they're
you
more like zombies.
You find a lot of skeletons. You can pick them up.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Can you put them in your bed?
Accidentally kicks, like, plays soccer with the cow rib cages we keep finding in caves, making all this noise and scaring me.
I like to whenever Veronica punches the arm off of a dude, I like to pick up the arm and like sort of wave it in her face to see if she reacts, but she never does.
Because she's hardcore, man.
Yeah, no, she doesn't care. She's like, what? What are you going to do with that severed arm? King Stupid asks if anybody on the Asymmetric crew watched The Walking Dead.
I have not yet. I'm kind of waiting until all of it's out. Hmm. And then I'll watch them all on iTunes.
That's the...
Interested. He says it's good. He gives it a thumb up.
Is it six-part series, you think?
Six-part harmony.
Have they all been released?
No, I'm just asking. Is it going to be
so
a six?
Two of them have come out so
deal.
Far. Okay. So, what are they doing? Like once a week, or?
Yes, once
okay.
a week.
Okay. So cool. So in 4 weeks or so, I will download and watch them all.
Are you gonna download them illegally?
No, I'll get them on iTunes.
Okay.
That seems like something that is worth supporting.
I like that I can get media from the internet and pay for it,
yep.
And it's not that expensive usually.
Yeah.
It's pretty... It's
I still
like,
have never bought anything.
On the internet?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You've bought games.
Sure.
But you've never bought music or video?
Mm-mm.
Wow. That's weird.
The only... I mean, I have... The only music I have on my phone is...
stuff you've ripped.
Ringtones?
Ripped from CDs that I own, The only video is stuff that I've ripped from DVDs.
Huh. Weird.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, which is to say, Freddy got fingered.
Technically, I'm not sure that you're legally allowed to rip DVDs.
Yeah, but it's...
Because of DECSS.
It's ethically...
It's one of those weird catch-22s where you're allowed for
to like make a
free
backup.
Free use allows you to make the backup, but you're not allowed to break the copy protection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking
so,
ridiculous.
You know, fuck this, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't consider that to, like, I don't obey laws that I don't agree with, right? And that's a silly law.
Yeah.
Saying that you can't rip a copy of a DVD that you have and watch it on your own computer, it's silly. That's not what that law is for. No one is ever going to, like, come after me for that.
Right.
So I just don't care.
There was
like,
a...
Like, drink a beer in the car.
There was a cool...
and murdering 12-year-olds.
This American Life, entitled, The Right to Remain Silent, which the first story was about a guy who got arrested because of a Facebook update that he made, where he basically paraphrased that quote from Fight Club, talking about like going office to office, like shooting people with a rifle or whatever, and like an hour later, 4 SWAT team members were at his apartment.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. It's pretty hardcore.
That's why my mom told me to stay off of Facebook.
Yeah?
No, my mom told me to stay off of Facebook because she thinks of Facebook as a tool for letting burglars know when you're not going to be at your house. And I'm, you know...
That's
sure, if you're the kind of person... And I've, you know, using Facebook, I'm starting to see, like, there are people who just post every mundane detail of their lives on Facebook. And I don't... I'm not going to do that. Like...
I have yet to make a post. There's nothing that I, like... I don't think I would be on Facebook of my own volition.
Yeah. I think that if... I wouldn't post unless I had something funny to say. I wouldn't say something in public unless it was sufficiently funny that I could post it to our company Twitter.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, I've got a venue for that already. That,
yeah.
Yeah.
And even then, it's usually not that funny.
Yeah.
Yours are. Mine aren't. Mine are terrible.
Mine are not that
You're
funny.
You're the funny one, huh? I don't know. Epicurean Quaker writes, anyone read the recent Thomas Covenant novel? I don't even know what that is. Is that
Dan
Brown?
Yeah, I have no idea.
All right, no. It's
there is a new Dan Brown book that I have not...
I'm sorry about Epicurean Quaker. I only read Dan Brown.
God.
It's weird. It was weird that I didn't read anything at all until I was like 20 and Dan Brown started... I didn't even know
Sweet,
how to read.
Sweet, I can finally read. Everybody's been talking about this.
About the Thomas Covenant novel?
About reading.
What is Thomas Covenant? Who is Thomas Covenant?
I don't know.
Okay.
Who is John Galt?
God.
Oracle of Wuffing says, it's quite clear from the previous radio show topic that a gay marriage quest must be implemented. Do you see that as an optimal in-ascension quest, an aftercore quest, a flavorful low-level side quest, or a clan dungeon? I don't know. Do you think the quest would be to get gay married? Or do you think the quest would be to unite all the gays?
You
to
should
burn
marry
down
some
gays.
No, I think the quest should be to decide whether or not it's allowed in the kingdom.
Oh, okay. Ooh, and then we decide. I almost made fun of gender jerks and people who want to be able to specify a sexual orientation in game or whatever. Like, I had an idea for a mechanism in the tavern where there would be some encounter where it was basically like, you would say, I'm here to meet girls, I'm here to meet guys, I like both guys and girls, I came here to drink, not to get laid. Right? Like, as though it were an in-game mechanism for the player expressing a sexual preference, but then the only thing that would do is if you weren't there to meet guys, then guys, that you'd get the, like, sleazy guy hitting on you, and if you said you were there to meet guys, you would only get the sleazy woman hitting on you, and if you said you wanted to meet both, then nobody would hit on you. Like, it just... But then I was like, you know, I just don't want to argue with people about... I just don't want to do it. It's not funny enough.
Yeah.
It's not funny enough. You know, that was a... I did think it was funny in Echo Bazaar, where you could say male or female, or there was a third option that was like 3 paragraphs of text. Stupak2 says, did you get the new GoldenEye? I'm conflicted on whether or not I want to get it because it was such a great game, but at the same time I feel like a remake simply cannot live up to the expectations and nostalgia. I remember somebody, Scully, maybe mentioning it a while back and thought you might have picked it up already. I guess I should say something about KOL. Large boxes? Yeah, let's go with that one. I don't... I didn't even know there was a new GoldenEye until I heard about it on Weekend Confirmed. I don't know what system it's on. I didn't really like the original GoldenEye.
I was going to say, did you like the original one? I mean,
I was impressed with it, like...
For its time, it was cool?
The single-player campaign impressed me. I was like, wow, this is neat that, like, one of the missions I have a laser watch that I have to cut the bottom of a train open or some shit. You know, that there was stuff to do, like, oh, there was a mission where you got to take a picture of some stuff or whatever, that it wasn't just shooting, right? And then, I don't know, after I played Half-Life, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, never mind. Console first-person shooters are for shit and just will continue to always be for shit.
Even if you have a gun and can shoot at things?
Yeah, they're terrible. Even if you have a gun and can shoot at things, console first-person shooters are no good.
Okay.
I know everybody loves Halo, but everybody also loves Raymond. You can tell how fucking accurate that opinion is.
Hopefully, BioShock Infinite is good on console.
Wow, that... Oh, because you have to get it on the...
Yeah, I'm going to have to play it on PS3, because there's no way it's coming out on Mac. I played the first one in Boot Camp, but I hate fucking around with Boot Camp, man.
The gameplay trailer for that was
astonishing.
Super cool.
Of Infinite?
Yeah.
Like, I have not played any of the BioShock games. I've watched people play them, and the gameplay looked so amazing. Like, so much stuff was going on, and it was, like, all visually fascinating and, like, frenetic, but sort of understandable, and you were doing a bunch of different stuff with your powers, and you were using them in different ways and stuff.
The thing about BioShock is that you have a whole bunch of powers that you can use in different ways, but you don't. You just find the way that lets you kill the dude the easiest, because they're the same dudes over and over and over again, and it's just not...
This one seemed to be way more varied. I mean... In that 5-minute trailer.
Yeah, no, but the thing is, you either make it so they have to use all those powers, which means a bunch of tedious switching between powers all the goddamn time, or you don't, and they're just going to pick one and use that all the time. Like, it's just innately how somebody is going to play the game. Like, it's cool to have, like, puzzles that require you, you know, but it's like, the entire time I played BioShock 1, it's like, shock a dude, shoot him, shock him, shoot him, shock him, shoot him. That was it. That was enough to just kill every monster. And, like, if they're in the water, just shock the ground. All right, they're all dead. Cool. Like,
so
I could have, like...
BioShock
you know,
is the opposite of Fallout, because you're like, oh, yeah, sweet, water. I'll be able to kill anything that's in here.
Yeah.
As opposed to Fallout, where you're always terrified to go near water because there's all sorts of scary monsters.
You know, it's weird. In the first Fallout, I was terrified to go near water because, like, the first time you get near water, there's all these fucking Mire Lurks that are just, like, higher level than you and rape you. No, not Mire Lurks.
Murlocs.
What were those things called? What were those crab things?
No,
they were Mire Lurks.
Yeah, Mire Lurks.
The Mire
Lurk
kings were the humanoids.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything in New Vegas is the humanoid one. Like the lake lurks.
Yeah, they don't have the crab ones. I miss the crab guys.
That's weird.
I guess they were meant to be native to that area because they were from like the Maryland blue crabs or whatever.
Oh. Huh. Yeah. I did not know that. That's interesting. Yeah, there's a lot more scorpions. This one. There's those fucking cazadores.
Oh, those things are
also
hard to hit from a distance.
Almost at the level cap, still cannot even make a dent in Deathclaws.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been just blowing their heads off left and right.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, a single Deathclaw just murders me and my entire party at level 24. Maybe I shouldn't have installed that Deathclaws are impossible product. Deathless Assassin says, how goes the next clan dungeon?
It's a thing.
There are a number of things. I had a cool idea about Vikings.
Ooh.
The Awesomeado Risk says, is the pumpkin plus bus pass the entirety of the meat car quest revamp, or are you going to revamp, you know, the actual meat car and the quest involving it? I don't know that it's necessary to do so. You know, we'll see. We might... You know, if I decide to continue this pass through the guild quests and, you know, start making those a little friendlier, then sure. But, the guild quests, I think, once they are entirely optional, can kind of be as hard and obtuse as they want to be. You know? Why the museum in Seaside Town? I know its previous components were there and thematically fits, but a noob that clicks on it will be utterly confused by all that Hobopolis and Ascension and familiar stuff. I don't think so, because it's not something that they feel like they need to interact with.
It is a museum. I don't feel like someone who goes into a museum and doesn't understand everything that's available is going to think, oh, I'm not going to play this game, because it's got all sorts of shit in it that I don't understand.
Stealer of Meat says, will it be safe to be doing hardcore runs during the next couple of weeks, or is there a big event coming up, like the culmination of the Corman plotline? You're safe to do hardcore runs for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Inaudible Yelling says, probably ancient history, but here's my question. How did you meet Riff? Also, thank you so much for telling me about Minecraft. I love it. interestingly, I met Riff on a Minecraft server. How did we meet? You played KOL.
I played KOL, and it was back when there were like six people in lounge, and I think you needed ideas of funny bad food that the exploding chef in the box could drop, and I suggested the chorizo brownies. And I think that is probably the first.
You had been
attention.
Aware of him because
I knew
about
the blank
white cards.
I'd seen the blank white cards page.
That's right. Yeah.
Nightmare knew you.
Did you already know Nightmare?
No. I don't know how I met Nightmare. I don't understand how I met the people that I met.
Yeah.
I met you because I met you Hot Stuff because you were a creepy stalker. There was something wrong with the game and Hot Stuff hacked sort of the database and found my phone number. He didn't hack. Hot Stuff knew how to use Who Is and I hadn't made my domain records private. Nor had I made any recordings of the domain of my privates. That's all changed now. It's all over YouTube. It's like, if you search for Brett Favre's dong, what you're actually seeing is videos of my dong.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's just sitting there, being gigantic.
Sweet.
That's all it does. ZaruFan1 says, Jackass Plumber? I don't know, man. It's funny.
I think it is funny to have a game that is broken.
I think it is, too. Blister Guy says, the character screen shows the number of turns you've played so far this run. Is there any chance we could have that number displayed on the character pane somewhere? As to why, this is obviously to help me/us keep track of semi-rares and turn count and so on. Would that kind of functionality bother you at all, or would it just not be feasible? Context. I don't like using Grease Monkey scripts for Mafia. I like to play the game as out of the box as I can. Yeah, I have no problem giving that as an option on the char pane, because I also like to play games out of the box. Well, no, except Twilight Heroes. Twilight Heroes I play with some Grease Monkey.
Yeah.
But only a little bit. It's not super obtrusive. It doesn't fundamentally change the experience the way that... It's nuts watching people play with Mafia.
Fucking it's nuts. A totally different game, almost.
Gyarge says, it's been brought up before, but all the stores in Forest Village seem to be run by the same guy. He sometimes dresses up as a bugbear. How about some new NPC art? Perhaps a step towards reconciling the gender imbalance within the NPC population and give me some sexy stick figures to beguile away my time with.
I don't know. Susie becomes less of a... A dreamy
sex symbol.
Sex symbol if there's a lot of girls.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we need a bunch of female NPCs. I don't want this game to put out the message that women are capable of doing things like running stores. Like maybe we could put in some women for you to rescue. Yeah, the primary bad guy is a woman. Although what does that say?
She's also a sausage.
Oh yeah. Huh.
Spoilers.
Oh yeah, man. Wow. Jeez, Riff. Yeah, no, I probably should draw some new dudes for all the guys that are the untinker.
I don't know, I like the idea that it's just the same guy and he just runs over to the other store while you're on the way.
Yeah, none of them have names. I was talking about this in dev and I expected people to be upset about it. I really don't like that. I really don't like that the market is called the Demon Market, and there's just this sort of crudely scrawled demon that's the... I don't think it adds anything to the game that it's a demon running that store.
Are you afraid of turning off...
Yeah, I don't want... I want KOL to be sold at Walmart, and so I want to remove demons from it. No, I just... Every time I have to write something in the game that refers to the Demon Market, I'm like, why the fuck is it called the Demon Market? Like, that's not funny. So I was thinking about just changing it to the General Store... and just have it look like a general store and have the shopkeeper be ex-retired army guy named General Store. Because that's actually
that's
funny.
That's funny, yeah.
So...
but he could also still be a demon.
No, I don't want him to be a demon. He was in the war against the demons. Like the protagonist of Planescape Torment. He's a veteran of the Blood Wars. Or the Brood Wars. Oh, man. Do you think that the StarCraft expansion was just a Japanese mispronunciation of that Dungeons & Dragons history thing?
Wow, maybe.
No, that'd be Brood Walls.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Right. Right, right. No, you're right. Good. Solved. Play Havoc says, how about if you eat 3 cookies, the number will pop up on the side? I don't know, man. Hot stuff. You've been thinking a lot about cookies lately.
I have. It's weird.
Why are you thinking about cookies?
I don't know.
What's wrong with you?
I just want cookies. Cookies.
Cookies are delicious.
Maybe it's...
Wait, do you think if you ate 3 of them, a number would pop up?
I don't think so.
Do you think a number would pop up on the side of your scale?
I think it's
like
possible
400.
Fire sheep is getting to me. Cookies.
What?
That add-on.
Oh, okay. Cookies,
oh,
wow. Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't get it.
Cookies.
Yeah. Rift didn't get it either.
Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah, why are you obsessed with cookies?
I don't know.
Why did you have eggnog for breakfast?
I didn't. Today. I would
Hot
have.
Hot eggnog for fucking breakfast.
I would. I like eggnog.
Would you have eggnog... Would eggnog be the only liquid that you ever drank? Like, you just get out of the shower and you're like... Or no, you just get
covered
out of a long
in
sauna.
Eggnog.
No, you get out of a long sauna and you're like, oh boy, I'm thirsty. It's time for some eggnog.
If I did nothing but, like, run all day, like ultra marathons or something like that, then maybe I could get away with just drinking eggnog. But I think I would weigh 800 pounds.
If you got all your liquid from eggnog.
Yeah, it is super calorie dense.
Super gross.
No.
That's what you were going to say. It's great.
Calorie dense.
This guy, I saw this Metafilter article, and man... Fucking Metafilter.
It's good old Metafilter.
Yeah, just certain things. Anything about rape or being fat. And Metafilter is just
or
like,
declawing your cat.
Oh yeah, I've never seen that.
Oh yeah, that one gets harsh.
Wow. I have another thing to look out for. So this nutrition professor, like to prove a point, went on a diet where he was like, all right, I'm going to eat a Twinkie every 4 hours for 10 weeks. And he lost like 40 pounds or 30 pounds because eating a Twinkie every 4 hours represented like a 40% reduction in his calorie intake.
Huh.
And he was trying to prove the point. Look, doesn't matter what you eat. Reduce the number of calories that you eat and you will lose weight. And then there's always like, there are these screeds in the comments like, this just does nothing to like... but make people buy into this myth that if you eat less, you'll lose weight.
God damn it.
Because like one person is like, no, I've been eating 1,200 calories a day and exercising for 90 minutes a day for 6 months under direct supervision of a doctor and a nutritionist, and I haven't lost any weight. Therefore, that proves that there is no connection between how much you eat and how much you weigh. Like, no.
Something else is going on with that person.
Yeah. Like,
like maybe they don't realize that the like Coke that they drink has calories or
no,
something.
It's
like,
not. I mean, I believe that there is at least one person on Metafilter who has some sort of glandular disorder that makes it so they don't lose any weight.
But I don't think it is physically possible.
I don't think that it is physically possible for somebody to like say stop eating entirely and not lose a bunch of weight.
I mean, this is my question, right? Like, there are some. You know, going back to that whole physics thing, or, like, science thing, like, there are some things that, like, just seem really unrealistic, given what we know about science, that you could lower the amount of energy entering your body and then not lose weight, right? Like, unless you were somehow pulling mass out of the air, right? Like, plants do that. Like, maybe there are some people that somehow...
Photosynthesis.
Well, not photosynthesis. No, because it's not the...
Are they green?
It's fixing carbon. If they're pulling carbon out of the air...
What if somebody turns oxygen into diamonds and stores it in special subcutaneous diamond pouches?
Oh.
Are these like vampires?
No, it's kind of like this weird pasty, fudgy, greasy diamonds. it kind of looks like fat.
Yeah, do you just mean fat?
Yeah. Yeah, but if you cut them open, you can be like, we can live like kings! Look at at all these diamonds. Look at how many diamonds were in this fat dude.
Yeah.
No, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
That's what I just don't understand. Like, I feel like if they are literally not taking in enough calories to, like, maintain their weight, how is their weight not being maintained? Like, how are they not losing weight?
I think it is possible that they're lying.
Lying, or just they don't understand something that, like, has calories in it that they are consuming.
I mean, this is like the number of people who are like, no, I kept detailed food journals under the auspices of this doctor's office, kept track of everything, and could not lose weight no matter how little I ate or how much I exercised. And I feel like for every person like that, there are a million people who are just fat because they eat too much. You know? And so you get, like...
Although, you know, too much is also up to for debate, you know, like, I think...
Too much to not be fat.
Okay.
Right? I mean,
sure.
I'm not saying that it doesn't vary from person to person,
sure.
Right? I'm not saying that, like, just because that guy was able to cut his caloric intake by 40% and lose 30 pounds, that doesn't mean that that's going to work for everybody, right? Like, there are clearly some people who find it easier to gain weight and find it harder to lose weight, right? Because even, you know... Like,
yeah, I mean, you definitely
sort of
metabolize things
of,
differently.
Like, hyper calorie dense foods.
Okay,
being,
you know,
super available.
It is possible. I can imagine a situation where, let's say, somebody was intaking 2,000 calories, and their body is just like, "This is way too many calories." I weigh 300 pounds or whatever. I'm just going to let 1,000 of those calories pass through me and not take them and not do anything with them. And so, I could imagine them cutting down their calorie intake by half, and their body is
happening.
And nothing happened.
Right.
Sure. Okay, that seems reasonable. That, you know. Okay, so maybe there's situations like that.
But
there is a point at which...
What you can't do is...
Stop eating entirely.
What you can't do is eat less than the threshold for keeping yourself alive and still be alive.
Right.
Right? You just can't do that.
There has to be some number at which you would lose some weight, right? There has to be a point at which, because, like, zero, you would lose some weight if you just took in no calories.
Because eventually you would die and your flesh would rot.
Yeah.
Your diamonds. The diamonds would begin to decay. Yeah. Diamonds aren't even heavy. Why did I say diamonds?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they're
made out of carbon. That's why you went to diamonds.
The champion says, if you're not going to do Jackass Plumber ever, can we at least still be given a way to unlock the item it would have had for sale? I mean, the item that... It's not a thing. It's just a placeholder in the item table. So,
Jackass.
So no.
Jackass 3D Plumber.
Okay.
There was
some plumbing in that movie.
That's true.
Sako says, VIP hobo furniture? For the love of God, Montresor! Yeah.
We need to find a muebleria. And then...
A muebleria?
Isn't that like
a furniture
store?
Like a Spanish-German...
Yeah.
No, is mueble Spanish for furniture? Oh, okay.
I'm not making
not,
shit
not
up.
Not like a mueble.
Mueblehit.
Nish.
Yeah.
Mueblehitlich.
Mueblehitlich. Ness. Yeah, furniture nest
store.
Of Mueblehitlich near area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mueblehitlich marked.
Cool. IKEA's kind of like that.
Yeah, it's a furniture nest store.
Because
they're not really selling furniture. They're selling stuff that is
kind of
like the notion of furniture. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, real furniture doesn't just disintegrate on its own. I've just been sitting there for, like, a year. Real furniture is not made of particle board.
Yeah, particle board is terrible.
Although, you know, my desk that I've been using at home for 10 years...
I'm not saying that it can't be functional, but it is terrible. Like...
I love my desk.
Okay.
Why are you anti-desk? Next thing you're going to say that my desk can't marry another desk.
You say that...
It's the same color.
You are replacing a desk. You're like, I'm in love with a new desk.
The desk that I'm replacing is like a $25
cyborg.
Folding table.
It's a cyborg?
Yeah, but I'm thinking about getting a cyborg desk. I'm thinking about getting one of those desks that was on Boing Boing that you can stand up at.
Stand up, sit down.
I have wanted for a long time to be able to stand up and work on a computer.
Why not just set up two desks?
Because they would have to have the same computer on both of them. And
you could, okay, but that is pretty trivial. You have a single computer with two heads, with like two things. Like a monitor on one and a monitor on the other, and then just switching. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Easy.
I want to spend a bunch of money on consumer products because it fills a gaping void in my heart.
So you're buying heart plugs.
Yeah. All of my heart juice is leaking out of this gaping consumer hole.
The Gaping Consumer Hole was the name of my band in high school.
Yeah. That's the next clan dungeon. Schlurp says, when you meet somebody new, how do you describe what you do for a living? How many of these terms do you typically include in that initial description? Creator / I run, web / online / internet, role-playing, stick figure, naughty sorceress?
I say I develop a satirical indie web game.
Yeah, that is satirical is the go-to word for
satirical
me as well.
Indie
I
web
never say
game.
Satirical. I say I run an independent video game company.
Well, yeah, but you have the whole company thing going
yeah.
on.
Yeah. And then when they ask, I just answer questions honestly. And the thing is, it's usually not even worth talking to people about it because they start to, do you make like Madden 2010? I'm like, yeah, indie, like independent, like yeah, like Madden 2010. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. You know, Donovan McNabb, I wrote him.
FIFA World Cup 75.
No, and then they're like, what? Because it's always American dudes.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it was like my pool guy, who I've talked to about this before. He asked me if I did programming for like EA Sports. I was like, no. What the fuck is the matter with you? Why is my pool green, you asshole? God. Like seriously, why is my pool green? He stopped coming because I stopped paying him by accident.
Yeah, and it started turning a little green, and then he's
yeah,
been
and
coming.
And then when he came back and started taking care of it, it got worse.
For a month,
maybe he's just like, yeah, that'll show you, buddy.
I think it might get so bad that you have to like drain it.
I don't think that. It's true. I don't think that ever really happens.
If it does, you should consider getting it sealed.
You think?
Yeah. When you
seals?
Had your house... Yeah, but yeah, just a bunch of seals. Just a seal habitat. When you had your house inspected, the house inspector was like, you're going to have to get this sealed in a couple of years or it's going to crack and then you're going to have real problems. And I don't think you remember that at all.
No, I wasn't listening. That's why you were there.
And I'm telling you.
No, I don't believe you.
Okay. Right. Cool.
Shiverwarp says, I just came back to KOL, and the recent update about the Store of Loathing brought to my attention the documentary, which is now apparently finished. Thing is, I hate the Postal Service. Yeah, and then somebody says, people make jokes that we would make.
Ben Gibbard.
Right. I don't want to deal with it. Can I, like, pay you twice as much for it and then just get some sort of downloadable option?
No.
Please, waiting sucks and lost mail sucks even more. I mean, the thing is, we are distributing it. We're not really in charge of it, right? Like, we don't...
It's not our intellectual property.
Yeah, it's the guy who made it, the director, Chris Kiosk.
Yeah. I just seem to be... There's something wrong with the soundboard, because now we are completely coming out of the right-hand side.
Completely coming out of the right-hand side?
From my...
How and where are we going to pass the Duchy?
On the right-hand side?
No! That's wrong!
Like a baton?
Death March?
Yeah. So it's...
Yeah, so sorry. I mean, like, I can talk to the guy eventually about, like, hey, let's, you know... I don't even know how we would sell something for download.
It's... I have no idea how to do any kind of copy protection. Like, I don't particularly want a high-quality version of it out floating around.
Yeah.
You know, and I know people could rip it if they wanted to, but I feel like we could then argue with them.
Yeah, we could go tut tut. We could cluck our tongues at them. We could run one finger down an outstretched index finger,
yeah,
as though to say tut tut.
Because it is not mine to give away. I do not want to be in a position where I'm effectively giving it away.
If you love something, hot stuff.
Yeah.
Give it away.
I know.
If there are millions of copies of it and no one ever has to pay for it again,
it
was never yours to begin.
Give it away. Give it away now.
Right. What we've got, which is to say this documentary, we've got to give it to our daughter. What we've got, which is again to say this documentary, because that's what we're talking about,
right.
we've got to do a little dance and then drink a little water.
Huh.
No, I'm sorry. Do a little dance and then drink a little eggnog.
And then make a little love?
Yes. Could we please, said Blister Guy, have chat commands for feeding our familiars booze/food/items? I know this is C.D. Moyer's territory, so as a follow-up question, how come C.D. Moyer is never on the Jake Griffin Hot Stuff show? So, you might have noticed that the sound is weird when I do shows with Mr. Skullhead, and that is because you basically can't have people in multiple places and still use the broadcast software that we use. The fact that we have to broadcast these things live on Radio KOL is a serious detriment to the quality of them. I really wish that what I wanted to do from the beginning, because I didn't, you know, when
you say the beginning,
when Severto started Radio KOL, okay. He said, "Hey, would you want to do a show?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I could see like recording, you know, something and giving it to you." And he's like, "No, you do it live." And I'm like, "Okay." And little did I know that that would be fucking 4 hours a week of my life for the next 6 years.
It is nice to have immediate interactive connection with our listeners, but I don't know that that outweighs how much of a pain in the ass it is.
You
sometimes.
Know, I would be willing to do what a lot of the podcasts that I listen to do, which is to also, say, broadcast it on Ustream, because that's easy, right? Like, you just set up a thing, and then it's out. Like
while it's being recorded.
While it's being recorded, yeah. So then, yeah. I mean, they'd hear us fucking around in between times and saying, "Boy, that guy sure was a fag." Because that's the kind of thing we say all the time. Huh. And then we ice each other, like bros.
Bros icing bros?
Yeah, yeah. We're bros.
Do bros ever ice hoes?
Dude, I don't know. No,
they
Mike,
do, but they have to ice the bros first because it's bros before hoes.
You ice hoes to date rape them.
Okay. Do hoes, like, do hoes ice bros?
I don't think so. I don't think it works, right? Like, if a hoe has Smirnoff ice... See, it's too easy because hoes always carry those big purses.
Right.
Right? And they always go to the bathroom in groups. What the fuck is up with that? It's too easy for them
to
hang on to
It's for them to drink more Smirnoff ice.
So they can counter ice you.
All the women's bathrooms have fridges full of Smirnoff ice.
Oh, man. Yeah, like an old-school Coke machine, only it's full of Smirnoff ice.
Every now and then, I have been in a women's bathroom for one reason or another, and they almost always have, like, couches and, like, you know, like, comfortable seating and shit like that. I'm like, what the fuck is going on in here?
Yeah, well, because women can be trusted not to ruin everything.
I guess.
Mean, that's the sad truth, right?
A couch in a men's bathroom would just be covered in urine in 10
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, if we're lucky, it would be covered in urine, right? Like, yeah. You know.
Sure. I guess.
I mean, this is literally our nature as drunk men is why we cannot have nice things. Women can have nice things. I'm sure that, you know, okay, of the people I've known who have vomited in a bar, all of them have been women. But they didn't vomit on couches.
Huh.
Probably. I don't know.
This is only vaguely related. You've never gone, like, real tunnel hacking at MIT, right?
I don't even know what those words mean.
So, roof and tunnel hacking is an activity at MIT where you, like, go to places that you are not supposed to go. Like, we've been on top of the little dome, right?
Have we? I don't think we ever did.
Are you sure?
I don't... Okay, maybe we did.
The hanging upside down thing, like, you sit upside down and you can see the horizon and everything below and stuff. It's, like, terrifying.
I don't know. I remember going up a ladder, but I think that might have been in the courthouse when I was growing up. I don't think we ever did it.
I thought we might have. Because Sorab was there, and he, like, shimmied through this, like, gate
too,
that was
Scarecrow.
Too smaller, too small for most humans to fit through, super thin.
You were thinking of when he broke into the apartment in San Francisco by using his Dalsim powers to reach through the mail slot.
That was awesome. All right, well, I thought you had been on the roofs, but they also have... like, all of these... Because they built all these buildings at different times, there's all sorts of weird spaces between them, and then, like, you know, like, crawl spaces and ductwork and stuff like that, and you can, like, get into them, and, like, they lead from building to building, and there's just all kinds of crazy cool stuff in all these buildings. And that's hacking.
Mm-hmm.
As one of the meanings of hacking. And one of the places to get into one of these things was in a women's bathroom, which is why I mentioned that I had been in there. There's, like, a vent you could go in, and then, like, it sort of leads into this crazy maze of vent system stuff. I think you would enjoy it, but I'm wondering whether you would enjoy, like, that kind of activity.
We're too old.
Oh, now we are. Yes. No, I know. But in college, I think you would have been into it.
All right.
Maybe.
If we went there now, if we went to MIT's campus and went into a women's restroom to break into an air vent, we would just immediately go to jail. We cannot get away with that shit anymore.
If no women were in there, I don't know that that's true.
No. One of the cops would be a woman. And they would
one of the cops would
one
be
of the
women.
Cops would be two women.
Yes. Well, no, like, because I would say that a female cop is probably about half as effective as a male cop. So one of the cops would be two female cops in terms of overall effectiveness.
I thought maybe you were thinking of some sort of Siamese twin cop.
Oh,
that'd thing.
Be sweet.
Man, did you hear about those Siamese twins joined at the brain?
No.
That they're, it's like, how old are those kids? The two little 4 or 6-year-old girls that, like, they're...
Are they going to win
the
synchronized
swimming competition? They have, like, two brain stems, but, like, the major section of their brain is joined, and they can apparently, like, share thoughts and stuff.
But are they separate individuals?
They seem to be. I was too weirded out to read the article in great detail.
If you had Siamese twin lady cops and one of them was all by the books and like a day away from retirement and the other one was like young and like like all renegade, that would make for a really good movie.
Because,
A, how could you have Siamese twins that were, like, 30 years apart?
That would actually be
maybe
kind of
maybe there was
fun.
An industrial...
that would be a...
Right, but...
One of them went traveling near light speed, and the other one stayed on Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Right. They were in different parts of the spaceship.
Yeah.
One of them kept looking out the window.
A spaceship that was spinning... Like, somebody... Oh, that's actually really interesting. What happens if you... get rotationally accelerated to the speed of light, right? If you were rotated near the speed of light, the outside of your body
would stay really young,
and the inside would get really old.
I mean, that's kind of how it works for me, right? I mean, I'm
because of
like,
those cigars.
No, the outside of me looks nice and young. You know, I mean, I would say that I am a perfect specimen of virility. Young adult male. Look at me. Just look at me. And on the inside, I'm like a fucking dried out, dusty,
husk.
Just mass
mummy.
Of every disease you can imagine. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. No, my organs are like arguing about which ones are the most dead.
The fact that your organs are having discussions at all is awkward.
I know, it's weird. I actually absorbed a surprising number of nascent twins while I was in the womb.
Wow.
Yeah. Even one would surprise you, right? But I mean, that like, even given that you knew that it happened, you would still be surprised by the number. You know how they say that like every 7 years you've replaced every cell in your body with a new cell and you're totally new. It's like,
is that true though? Because I feel like I thought brain cells were not that way.
Brain cells are pretty
stable.
I thought they were pretty permanent, and when they go away, you don't really get them back. Although I remember seeing something a little while that you could regenerate brain cells and. But it's mostly by injecting, like, mouse blood into your brain, so nobody ever does it.
Is that why that girl was licking mice in
San
Francisco?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe she was trying to get... Was it in San Francisco? I think... I don't even know where Lost Boys took place.
Oh.
Those were two different stories.
Wow,
they were related
that's
stories.
Weird. Yeah, okay. I had this vision of you seeing a woman licking a mouse, and that was not part of the California montage.
No.
Montage.
No. I was not the director of Lost Boys. Maybe that's the point of confusion.
Oh, yeah. Were you in Lost Boys?
No, I was not.
Wait, you're not Corey Feldman.
Are you just lost?
No. I'm none of those things. I also do not feel like Lost Girls is a thing with any merit at all.
Lost Girls?
Yeah, that fucking Alan Moore thing where creepy girlfriend drew a bunch of terrible
Snow
drawings
White
of like
porn.
High school girls going down on each other.
Yeah. Wait, what? It's like Alice in Wonderland,
Little Red Riding Hood,
and somebody else porn crossover.
Huh.
Really poorly drawn by the girl that Alan Moore was fucking,
like the
or
either.
Is fucking. I don't know. She's probably horrible. Alan Moore, I have a feeling, would be a real dick to hang out with. Just saying.
All I have to go on is like the picture at the end of The Watchmen or whatever, and I'm like, ugh. That's all. Like, that's like the entirety of my like opinion.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Well, right. Anyway, King Stupid points out, I presume because C.D. Moyer lives all the way over on the other coast, the other asymmetric crew are in Arizona, the freaky place that doesn't do daylight savings time. He was on during the week at con, and then I caught some flack for taking so long getting a transcript of the show up. Boy, I don't remember that happening. It was fun having C.D. Moyer here.
Yeah.
It is almost always fun having C.D. Moyer. He will only come here if we promise him vast quantities of pumpkin beer.
Pumpkin beer, yeah. That's why pumpkin beer is a fruity girl drink, by the way, is because I'm making fun of C.D. Moyer, because he doesn't like real booze. He only likes fruity girl booze like pumpkin beer. No, it's okay. A lot of gals like pumpkin beer. But they have to drink two to be equivalent to a man drinking one beer. Nah. See, that's why women eventually got the vote. Gays were never classified as a fraction of a person, right? So you can't convince people, oh man, we should make up for that. Women and blacks totally were. I don't think women were. Women were always zero. But I guess zero is a fraction. Zero one-hundredths.
Wow, yeah, so... Oh, no, that was just in terms of counting population totals. Women were not zero in the population.
No, it was
the
for
census.
Voting. It was like a proposal for their votes being counted.
Wait, what? No, like, blacks were counted as a fraction of a person in terms of census.
I didn't know it was in terms of census. I thought it was once they were granted the vote, the votes were still counted given that fraction.
I don't know. But it was definitely a census thing. 3/5 of a man or something.
King Stupid writes, using the word geek in a nice way, if Jake is a video game geek and Hot Stuff is a photo and film geek and Scully is a music and English geek, how about Riff? Puzzle geek? Also video game geek?
Yeah, I would say video game geek. Video game and comics geek.
You guys approach video games kind of differently to some extent, though. You have different sort of experiences and opinions and stuff.
We have different types of games that we like.
Yeah.
Riff likes that Disgaea bullshit.
Phoenix Wright.
I like Phoenix Wright and Professor Layton. I liked Disgaea okay. I couldn't get into the second or third ones because I just don't have that sort of time to play on a grinding game. But I liked their humor and art design and stuff.
They totally stole the idea of funny item descriptions from us.
They did. They ripped our asses off. So we gotta go punch Ron Gilbert in the dick.
What? Why?
I'm gonna go ask Ron Gilbert if he wants to play Dick Punch, and no matter what he says, I'm gonna have been talking about the game where I punch you in the dick, and I'm gonna assume that I heard him say yes. I'm gonna pretend that he said yes even if he said no. I don't know, because Deathspank isn't good.
Yeah,
but it's
there were some things about it that I liked, but there wasn't enough to carry the entire game.
I don't hear about it at all anymore. I feel like there were some people who thought it was really cool.
They
when
released
it came
a
out.
Sequel almost immediately.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They released a sequel that had been developed simultaneously, like making it look like they just released half the game and then released a second half of the game, calling it Deathspank 2 and selling it to people again.
Yeah, that seems like a bad plan.
It bothers me when things are, like...
organized by
wacky. It bothers me when a thing shtick is that it is, like, zany, you know?
But, so you don't think that people would characterize KOL that way?
They might. People characterize they might be giants like that. Yep. And they might be giants or not like that. Weird Al is like that.
And yet somehow transcends.
But he is also an extremely competent musician. So I feel like...
And showman.
Content-wise, yeah. I feel like, content-wise, if you were just looking at the words, I would think, eh, you know, this is stupid. This is like some bullshit a cappella band, you know, just writing songs about, you know, riding the bus and eating at Burger King or whatever. But, like, Weird Al has proven, you know, Weird Al has outlasted the, like, novelty effect, right? Like, Frontalot gets classified as a novelty act, but he's not a novelty act.
He's really talented.
Yeah. And so, like, I'd like to think that we're like that, you know? I'd like to think, all right, we're wacky, but we've also got, you know, some gameplay that people actually like, and some, you know, I don't want to say social commentary, but, like...
Yeah, I wouldn't call it social commentary.
But, yeah. Satirical. Yeah.
Yeah,
satirical,
I mean...
is a good, no, I mean, that's a good thing to tell, like, a girl who asks you what you do. You say you're a satirist. Because nothing gets girls wet like, you know, you could say, like, yeah, I'm like National Lampoon. Yeah, you remember those guys from the 70s?
Chevy
Chase.
Wait,
you were born in, like, 95, or else I wouldn't be talking to you. That's what you say to a girl. Ah, boy. Dryhead wrote, so the meat car and company now say allows travel to Desert Beach, and I noticed to my delight that the dinghy says allows travel to the mysterious island of mystery. Yay, content vector. My question is, should the SOCK and Intergalactic Rowboat have similar text?
Yes.
Should they?
Yeah, sure.
I guess, yeah.
Just consistency.
Yeah, it's weird that
those it's not that we're going to add...
But it's not consistent in... like, they're just access to individual zones. Like,
yeah.
Does the continuum transfunctioner say
allows
access to the 8-bit realm?
You have to equip it, though, unlike the other things.
W- Well, you know, the crown of the Goblin King says it's plus 10 muscle, but you have to equip it to get that. I think it goes without saying that if there's an enchantment on something that cannot be equipped, you get the enchantment by having it in your inventory.
Huh.
Right? Like, that seems to be a thing that doesn't actually need to be explicitly established.
There's not really enchantments on much that isn't gear.
Well, there can't be. It has to be hard-coded. There is only the car and the pumpkin and the bus pass.
Huh.
And the dinghy.
Interesting. Well,
our tools at this point do not allow us to put enchantments on things that are not equipment, right?
Like, well, they do, but they don't show up. Like, I could add an enchantment to something, but it just wouldn't show up anywhere.
It might, actually.
I don't think it would.
I think it might.
We can try. I don't think it would.
Rubber Killer writes, my constant request explained. I always ask to have the main stat requirement of the bedroom lowered because it would open up a lot of strategy in hardcore if it was not there. As it stands, I often have to resort to sewer leveling, something I'm fairly confident wasn't intended. As an aside, remind me to talk about this.
Okay.
To level up in time on day one, whereas with the bedroom I could actually progress quests without going to obscene lengths to get my moxie high enough. I want it all, and I want it now! Also, what sandwich eatery do you prefer? Subway? Quiznos? Crazy street vendor in Peru who's selling a sandwich made of old shoes? The public is dying to know. You know, I like a Subway. I like a Quiznos. I like a Lee's sandwiches. I like a banh mi from Lee's sandwiches, but I never remember it. When I'm going to eat lunch, I never think, I'm going to go to Lee's sandwiches and get another fucking delicious banh mi.
Somebody sent you some sandwiches in the mail.
I don't remember who it was. I wish that I could remember the name of the player, but they sent me a cool card, and it had a gift certificate to Subway in it.
It was one of those talking cards.
He was trying to give me a gift certificate to Lee's sandwiches, but they don't sell that. So, no, I eat at Subway all the time. Like, that was super nice of you to buy me a set. Whoever sent that, thank you. It was super nice of you to buy me, really, to buy me, like, three sandwiches.
Because they're $5.
It was like a $15 gift, yeah. $15 gift card, yeah. So that's like three sandwiches. And I always get a 6-inch sandwich, because 6 inches of Italian meat is enough to satisfy me. Am I right, Rico? Rico's the name of my Italian friend, apparently.
Uh-huh.
Rico's not even an Italian name.
It could be. What were you going to say about the sewer?
What?
Sewer leveling.
We were talking about sandwiches.
Yes. Sewer leveling. You told me to remind you to talk about it.
So, yeah, like,
it was not intentional.
Stunt runs. People are starting to do hardcore leader war runs by prepping Hobopolis so that they can kill a bunch of bosses.
Yeah.
And the question is whether we want to stop that from happening or not.
It is an annoying thing. Yeah.
We explicitly did not put ascension restrictions or level restrictions on Hobopolis because we wanted to see what kind of behavior would emerge, and it turns out that the behavior that emerges is, I think sewer leveling is kind of interesting.
Kind of.
It is kind of interesting because
it is actually hard combat?
It's hard, yeah. It is actually hard combat. You have to have a bunch of combat skills permed to do it. Which is, like, the only thing that they're good for, and it's neat that they're good for something.
But, on the flip side, it's, you know, it trivializes the beginning of the game, you know?
Which is arguably already trivial.
Sure.
I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it, right? Like, I don't want... I feel like when we put the level restriction on Mother Slime, that we probably stopped some people from playing the game who don't care about bullshit leaderboards. Maybe not.
I don't think so.
People in dev said nobody ever fights those bosses at lower than level 13 anyway.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if somebody did that lower than that.
You know, we don't want to lock people out in run because we don't want to stop people from, you know, who are casually ascending from dicking around, you know. Let's say we add something new to Hobopolis. You know, we don't want to stop people from seeing it.
Right.
Main stat requirements, I don't know why people get so pissed off about stat requirements on zones. It's because they could fight in there if we let them in, right? Dev is constantly describing stat requirements on zones as being really artificial, and I just don't get how that is any more artificial than, like, a fucking strength requirement to equip a weapon or a level requirement to eat a food. Like, it just isn't.
Right.
It just isn't. That's what gates this content. If content isn't narratively gated, it is gated by
And there is some
stats.
There is some narrative to why you can't go into those zones.
Yeah.
Like, it's right there. The narrative is right there.
Yeah, I mean, would it be better... Does it use blue stats or base stats?
I think it uses blue.
Huh.
I think if you buff your stats, you can get in. I think.
And see, that's... I don't know. That wouldn't be something that people would complain about, because that would be interesting.
I think it might be. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I could have sworn that it was... I thought that was a change that we made a long time ago to allow people to get into zones early if they wanted to.
Yeah, Dorngan asks if the fact that the dinghy says allows travel to Mysterious Island of Mystery, does that mean that we might get a dinghy replacement? No, the way that you get the dinghy will probably change. I kind of want to take the shore out of the equation so that we can set the shore on fire.
You're not a big fan of Jersey Shore or any other kind of shore?
No.
I don't like Dinosaur.
I don't like Poly Shore. I don't like that old CBS show Dinosaurs.
Really?
Which was just a remake of
Not
the
Mama.
Flintstones.
Not the Mama.
Yeah.
Not the Mama.
I'm sure it's great.
No, did you ever watch it?
Yes. I watched it when I was a child, and the fact that I really liked it when I was a child means that I would probably hate it now.
I don't know that I really liked it. I think it was kind of interesting
We weren't all Ivy League children we weren't all reading the fucking New Yorker version, like the highlights for Children New Yorker crossover magazine.
It was kind of interesting.
You wrote yourself because you were a fucking overachiever in high school.
To have
also the
a standard
of the football committee squad.
To have a sitcom that was just populated with dinosaurs. Do you remember that sitcom that was Prince Charming? It was like a regular sitcom, but there was like
a,
you know,
in a fairy tale.
Fairy
universe?
No. The fairy tale universe sort of popped into the regular universe.
No.
Okay. There were a couple of interesting, like, experiment-type sitcoms early in my youth that I thought were kind of cool, but clearly never took off. It seems like primetime cartoons survived,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, reality TV has lasted for 10 years or whatever.
But the, like, claymation shows didn't?
Yeah, like, the really kind of fringy stuff just didn't. I don't know.
There was that one claymation black people sitcom. The Hughleys?
I don't know that I ever heard of
something.
That.
What was it? It wasn't the Hughleys. Was it the Hughleys?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think I get all black people confused, so I don't remember. There was one guy...
Like, you start talking to a black person, and he's like, what are you on?
Def Comedy Jam. Russell Simmons, Def Comedy Jam. And then there was... D.L. Hughley, who was a guy who was on, like, Politically Incorrect sometimes, I think. But I don't think that that's actually what I'm thinking of. There was a claymation black people sitcom.
Okay.
That I don't remember what it was called, but it was the whatevers, and it was the name of the last name of the guy who did some of the voices or whatever.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know. Robot Chicken?
Yeah, I feel like...
Adult Swim doesn't
Adult
really
Swim
care.
Is... Yeah, it's yeah. outside the...
Did you ever watch Moral Oral?
No.
Moral Oral is really good.
What is that?
It is... It's like a crazy... The PJs, Geek Rock Girl says, is the Eddie Murphy claymation thing. Yeah, okay, maybe I'm thinking of something else. Yeah, no, I think you're right. Eddie Murphy. Wow, I didn't know it was Eddie Murphy. It's the Murphys. It's the Addams Family. And Eddie Murphy plays all of them. And they are all... They're all obese.
Adult Swim is outside the system.
Yeah, Moral Oral is like, it's about a, like, Midwestern kid who goes to, like, church and takes everything literally, and it's like it's the kind of, like, you know, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, horrible, you know, horrible things ensue, like, it's really grisly and really awful, and, you know, it's like everyone is, like, secretly a dominatrix or whatever, like, oh, it's got that, like, that kind of, like, 50s veneer of wholesomeness over, like, just deep corruption and misery thing that's, like, you know, a fairly like, typical trope.
Right.
But, like, it's just, I don't know, it's really good.
Huh.
You might have had to have grown up around religious people to...
I went to Catholic school.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. There you go. Catholic's kind of like religion plus plus.
How so?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the sort of like Midwestern Bible school
evangelical
set is different than Catholics.
Protestant versus Catholic.
Yeah, maybe it's Protestant, but it's almost like a primitiveness. It's like a naivety with which it's approached that you see in the Midwest. That I don't think of. I think of Catholics as at least being like civilized.
Huh. I mean, they've been around longer, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know exactly. I don't know exactly how to articulate the feeling that I have about the difference between those two things. Sleepy Worm says, I know you like to kill skeletons. Have you ever played Two Worlds? You can kill ghost skeletons in that. You can also take two weapons and combine them to make a better weapon. You have to store items in horses because there are no other containers. It's literally the best RPG. That sounds pretty great. The first time I read that, I thought it said you have to store items in houses because there are no other containers, and I was like, why is that funny? But then when reading it aloud, I noticed it said horses.
That's cool. Benny Nitro asks on Twitter, Jick, should I get Joanna Newsom's albums? Got Have One On Me and like it. The other's worth getting?
Oh, Jesus Christ, yeah. I've not even listened to Have One On Me. Like, Ease is really, really good. And The Milk Eyed Mender is old, but that's got Inflammatory Writ, which is a really good song, which she played.
I'm excited to hear that.
Yeah, it was arranged strangely. It wasn't the same. It, like, she had the whole band playing, and it had the feel of, like, okay, this is a song that she's really fucking sick of playing, and so
she's trying to make it
made
fresh
it
for
fun
herself.
For her, yeah. She seems cool. Her voice isn't weird at all when she's just talking. Like, her singing voice is, I suddenly, like, it's a little different because I feel like her singing voice is an affect.
Huh.
Like, it's like a stylistic choice rather than just what she sounds like.
Interesting.
She does a lot of weird things with her mouth. Like, she really uses her mouth to sing in a way that you can see. She looks like Anna Paquin.
Huh.
In person.
Was Andy Samberg there?
No, I didn't get to challenge him to single combat.
Alas.
Alas. Zone requirements are... Buffed Sats, says Pantsless. Pantsless also says, I failed cop car driving school twice. Now I'm two lady cops. Right, I forgot. Yeah, you need two of them to... You can't... They can only be pedestrian police because women can't drive.
Wow.
This all was from... This whole sexist police joke was from, like, a tiny little verbal stumble. Where I said one of the cops was women.
Right. But then you ran with
this
it.
This shit
but
literally writes itself. Mizzy Kitty says, seriously, any news on a new clan dungeon? Anything at all? No, I'm sorry.
I mean, what do they want from you and your Herculean content development officers? Exactly. I have not been working on KOL very much at all the past couple weeks. I've been focusing on the new game.
Yeah.
That reminds me, I need to write some more questions for that Facebook thing.
Oh, yeah. Exactorate says, how would you guys feel about leaving the bedroom main stat requirement exactly where it is? It offers a choice between spending resources heavily to get in early or leaving it for later at the cost of turns. Big main stat requirements like the bedroom are cool. Little ones like the airship are a tiny thing that is solved by... buy 5 mask and use 5 mask, for instance, for a speed dude, that is. I get why they are there to protect new guys. Am I right in thinking that Black Ops is fantastic? I don't even know what that last thing means.
Am I right?
That's
Am
the right? new Call of Duty, I think.
Stupak2 says, wait, Hot Stuff, you seriously wouldn't call the Earth orbits the Sun a fact? Because that's basically where things evolve is in terms of certitude.
God, seriously? Like, it is... super probable. Like I just no, I wouldn't call things in a strict sense call
but
things facts.
I feel like at this point you are basically acknowledging that nothing that you say means anything.
Yeah. You're using
that me personally or that people say.
No. You're using the word fact in a highly scientific way, the way that causes confusion when people don't realize what scientists mean when they call something a theory.
I mean, it is as much of a fact as anything is. times, right? Like, that the Earth orbits the sun.
Yeah, basically. But I mean, here's the thing, though. We have over and over again sort of reimagined the way that the world works, and things that we once thought were facts just weren't, right? You know, and so that's the thing. Like, I think it is possible that 100 or 1,000 years from now, there will be a completely fundamentally different understanding of the way things work. You know, because we do not understand gravity, even a tiny fucking little bit. It is super confusing. So to say that the Earth orbits the sun is implying this, like, gravity works this way thing, and who the fuck knows, right? Like, maybe it's something else is going on that we just don't even know about, right? Like, so, yeah, that's where I'm coming from. I know Stupak's a physicist, and I know he's, like, probably cringing when I say stuff like this, but it is true.
There are no incontrovertible facts. There are just facts that haven't been controverted yet.
Yes, and, like, I am not going to argue that they're, like...
And maybe they
never
will.
I want, in this particular discussion, I wanted a little bit more purity of definition, and they were just not delivering, you know?
It's funny that the gay marriage argument on the forums is in a thread called Hot Stuff's Balls Are Safe for Now. Because what they're saying is, society is preventing me and Hot Stuff from getting gay married. And so, your balls are safe from the ravages of what our marriage would entail.
Facebook told me that you were my best friend.
I know. It's weird, man. Facebook fucking knows some shit that I don't understand how it knows. Like, literally, just all of my friends divided into essentially the groups that I divide them into in my mind.
Yep.
Maybe it's because my mind uses the same data as Facebook, which is to say, you know, who knows each other and where... Like, you know, it is not surprising that all of the people from the bar are in a little cluster because they're all friends with one another on Facebook, right?
Right.
You know, and the KOL people, same deal.
Sure. No, I mean, I'm not... Like, it's not, like, amazing to me in the fact that, oh, clearly...
You couldn't figure out how it works. But,
right. Yeah. But the fact that it was able to
It is fascinating when you see something where kind of totally arbitrary external data just completely corroborates what you have in your head.
And the way that it's presented in a graph is really cool. It looks neat to see all of your friends just in a linked graph. And you're like, oh, that's really cool. Of course, you know, and like for me, it was like the neat seeing the nexuses that connected different groups together. Because, like, you know, some of my high school friends are connected to my college friends through a single person. My high school friends are connected to a couple of folks out in Arizona through a single person. Like, it's just interesting, you know?
Bete Noir says that denying same-sex marriage is the will of a powerful minority over the majority. Poll after poll, year after year, this is shown.
I don't know that that's true.
I don't believe her.
I feel like... I thought I had seen a poll where... It was roughly 50-50 in sort of a nationwide scale of who thought same-sex marriage should be allowed.
Yeah, I mean, I always use the place where I grew up as my, like, kind of thermometer for how middle America feels. And it's weird because, like, my relatives support Obama.
Really?
But he was a senator in Illinois, and they liked him.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's a little different, right? Like, my relatives, it's also weird because them being so close to Chicago makes, you know, they're the equivalent of people who live in, like, Bakersfield, California, right? Like, it's like, you want to be a Republican, like, everything about you says that you should be a Republican, like, just sort of stereotypically, but... You're like a few hours away from a kind of, like, you know, pinnacle of civilization, which is just necessarily going to be really liberal.
Right.
I mean, it's fucking true, you know? Like, goddamn IQ versus political affiliation.
Yeah.
It's kind of incontrovertible. Like, you know, Democrats are just righter than Republicans.
Interesting.
I can't see any way around it. Like... Maybe the reason that I think that people in San Francisco are smarter than people in Kentucky is because I agree with them, and they have a lot of the same liberal ideals as me. But wait a minute, where was Google founded? Was it Kentucky? Was it where did Apple start? Was that in Kentucky? Where's this?
There's a derby out in Kentucky.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a, like, making horses run fast in a circle? That's a cool idea.
Fried chicken franchise.
Okay, okay. Right. Wait, eBay. That's from Kentucky, right?
I don't know.
Like, world's best universities. Kentucky State, University of Kentucky, and...
There's a national lab out there.
Yeah. No, I just... You know, I love my family. I wouldn't trade my upbringing for the world, right? Because I feel like it has given me a perspective that... It's given me a perspective that makes it so I can't talk to fucking anybody without pissing them off. Which is awesome. I love being that guy. I love the cognitive dissonance that I create by being, like, a genuinely nice guy who also says the most dick things just constantly. Like, I love it. I love being a challenging person for new people to meet. If a lot of people write me off because of one thing or another, that's fine. That just means it'll mean even more once they realize how awesome I am. But, yeah. Yeah, just, you know, I do disagree with Benoit. I think that if the majority felt that gay marriage was okay, it would be legal. Right? Like,
I think probably the majority don't care.
But the majority, if you ask them, hey, do you want to watch two dudes make out, would say, no, that's creepy.
Well, sure. But
and that's... so ask them to put that to a vote. And, you know, the secret ballot is supposed to get to the roots of what people want. But it doesn't. There's a lot of social pressure to, like, not, you know... Like, people go to the polls and they think, well, you know, I don't really care if two fags get married, but if it passes, people are going to look around and they're going to realize more than 5 out of every 10 dudes at this bar must have voted maybe so them fags could get married. So they vote against it. You know, even the reasonable ones. That's assuming an inner dialogue in those dudes that I don't know if it exists or not. I told you about the nights out with my cousins, right?
Where I think so, yeah.
We went to a bar, we were drinking, and my cousin was looking around the bar, and he was like, he was looking around as though he was like looking at girls to decide which one to go talk to, and you know, so I was like, I'm like, alright, I remember being that guy at the bar looking around deciding what girls to talk to, like, you know, which ones do you think are hot, or whatever, you know, like trying to have like a guy conversation, and he's like, no, it's not, I'm gonna go talk to her, because her boyfriend is over there, and his goal was to get in a fight. Like, his goal, what he wanted to do that night was to get into a fight, and the goal was to get into a fight where the other guy gets kicked out of the bar and you don't, because then you win. Because then you have, like, societal support.
But then you've got a pissed off guy waiting for you out in the parking lot, potentially.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you've got this like swagger that makes that a net gain. It's fucking weird, you know. Huh. I frequently lament, like, you know, this kind of like again just makes me sound like an asshole. The sort of like absence of kind of traditional masculinity in the things that happen. Like, I lament the fact that all of my friends are effeminate wusses who won't go to a strip club with me, for instance, right? Because it's like no. I'm not interested in looking at tits. That's basically what my friends all say. But I don't want to go so far as, you know, to me, my attitude about these things are like a super nice compromise between what I grew up around and, like, effete San Francisco ivory tower detachment from everything, right? But to everybody else that I know, it's like, I just seem like kind of a hick, right? So it's
we should wrap the show up
because it's time for us to go have dinner at an effete hipster eatery,
I guess that's what it is.
Yeah, I'm gonna drink a whole bunch of beer and probably get into an argument with somebody. Pez Boy sent me a text message the other night that said, hey, I'm at Prankster's, but I'm by myself, so if you want to come, you'll have to bring your own person to argue with. I've been doing a lot of getting into arguments with people. I've been drinking a lot and getting into arguments with people. Something about the energy level that I have had lately. It's weird, right? I haven't been exercising very much, and that's supposed to, like, reduce your energy level. Instead of exercising, I've just been, like, working like a motherfucker and then getting drunk and arguing with people. Like, that's how it's coming out. I'm getting a lot of the, like, the little physical ailments that I get that I attribute to not exercising, you know? Like, I feel kind of flabby even though I haven't actually gained any weight and I don't look any different. I feel like...
Your muscle is converting to fat.
Is it?
That's the feeling,
that's that feeling?
Yeah.
I should stop doing that, then.
Converting
fat
to muscle?
Yeah, I should stop it. I should just I should look at my muscles and I say, listen, faggots, stop that. You don't want to end up looking like a girl with all tits and everything.
Yeah.
That's what I should say to them. So is that also where I'm getting all this energy from?
Is all of
enthusiasm
your
for
fat?
Work? Yeah, is all this my muscles turning into fat and releasing? So okay.
You're losing muscle mass and gaining fat, and you gain fat doesn't weigh as much as muscle, or is that the other way around?
Okay, maybe the energy that I spent building up my muscles.
Yeah, is being released.
Is being released
yes.
and sent to my brain
exactly.
to build up, like say, the Bat-Hole HD remix. That I was working on today. I wasn't even going to do new art for the Bat-Hole. And then that's all I did today was new art for the Bat-Hole.
Yep.
It's pretty sweet.
It is pretty sweet.
It is pretty sweet. It's going to start looking really... The game is going to get really incongruous in terms of... I mean, I guess you're seeing the tavern, you know? The tavern is good. Like, it's going to... The new player experience is going to start to get weird.
It's already weird.
Fuck.
Just keep chugging along.
Keep redrawing everything. All right. Juggling along. Keep juggaloing along.
Keep juggling.
Riff, keep on juggaloing.
Okay.
I know you don't want to juggalo.
It would be my preference not to.
Wow. Speaking of which, the thing that popped up on my screen when I'm looking for a song is the Loveline episode where Violent J from the Insane Clown Posse is on it. I guess we'll go out on some classical gas.
Cool.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Have a good week, everybody.